Blandford Shoes and Shoemakers. Our shelves hold men's, women's and children's shoes and boots, not all of them pairs and most of them black. Some are leather and some are leather and wood, and possibly made by Blandford Shoemakers. One black ankle boot was found in Lime Tree House in 1977 and is probably Victorian and looks just like the shoes worn by Mary Poppins. It has a low wooden heel, concave at the back, and four loops with buttonholes to fasten around the ankle. There is a child's shoe from the 1850s with the centre of its upper scalloped and decorated, then stitched to black elastic panels each side. The straps come from the back of the shoe and fasten with a button. The sole of one child's shoe is worn on one side, suggesting that its wearer walked with a limp. Standing out among all the black shoes are some red dancing pumps for a child of the 1930s, looking as good as new today. Shoemakers and cobblers pass their trade and their workshops down through generations, with their sons and daughters often becoming apprentices. The Universal British Directory of 1791 shows Blandford having at least 9 shoemakers, one also being a heel cutter. An 1831 directory shows 13 shoemakers, and there were 16 boot and shoemakers in 1859. Our cobbler's shop has adverts on the walls for Blandford cobblers, including Blandford's and Frisby's. Another shoemaker was Alfred Savage, originally from Ringwood, but living and working in 9 Salisbury Street in Blandford. The 1875 Kelly's Directory shows him with a Blandford warehouse in Salisbury Street, presumably selling off-the-peg boots and shoes, perhaps some made by himself and his employees. He appears in Kelly's Directory of 1895 and is still trading aged 83 in 1911, his family assisting in the shop. There are 2 handwritten bills on the post at the front of the bench, and the curly writing of the time lists the sale of new shoes as well as repairs to others. One bill is dated Xmas 1889 and lists 3 months' purchases and repairs for one customer, including new Moroccan patent leather court shoes, heeling and soling for various boots and shoes. The total was £2.13, and the bill is stamped "Paid" at the bottom, but the payment was made 2.5 years late. Oops.